So the Queensland scheme was specifically designed to basically not only help community groups and get money back to them, but also to provide opportunities for local Queensland businesses, particularly those in small communities who have strong roots and established sort of links. And we wanted them to have a chance to participate and earn money from the scheme. So our operators, we have over 100 individual operators. We have a couple who have multiple sites, but in most cases they're a single owner operator, you know, depot or site. And we do some other schemes have outsourced the whole running of the scheme to one or two private companies. So they draw millions, hundreds of millions of dollars out in profit. Now, we're a not-for-profit scheme, even though our operators are for-profit businesses. And we're happy with that because we're proud of the 700 jobs that we've created through those more than 100 businesses. A big part of it was to make us not-for-profit so that we weren't taking all that money out of the scheme. The money goes back into community groups, small business, and the environment.
Nice. Well, and it's nice that it's the money going into the environment, not the actual bottles.
Exactly.
And Lee, how long have you been in business?
So we've been over a year and a half now in business.
Now, without Containers for Change, would you have a business?
Absolutely not. No.
No.
They've provided the opportunity for me to get in grassroots on a fantastic scheme and just provide a small business and individual with a young family the opportunity to make something of himself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you look like he's got really happy eyes, Lee, doesn't he? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, love it. No. Yeah. It's a fantastic scheme. It's finding terrific traction and so many people, new people are picking it up every day and running with it and becoming a part of it and seeing the value that it does. You know, small amounts to their pocket, but the great amounts it does for their community. You know, less roadside waste now around the place.
Nothing worse than looking people. I can't get my head around how someone could throw rubbish out their car window into our beautiful land.
And once someone does it once, then someone else has a lower threshold before they do it, and then so on.
Yeah.
So the more rubbish you see, the less people care about not littering.
Because no one else cares, why should I care?
Exactly. You look at South Australia, they're fearfully proud of their scheme. They've been going 40 years. They're the scheme that we're trying to catch.
Yes.
We've got some ambitious targets. We've set really ambitious targets. We want to be the best recycling state in Queensland. It's pretty hard to beat South Australia. But the way to do it is to get into pride. Get into Queenslanders' pride and say, do you remember what the foreshore looked like 5 years ago? Do you remember what your bushwalking or the park, all those things looked like? You know, seeing dead seabirds or wildlife, you know, affected by litter and rubbish and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So to know that in the first 18 months of operation, 2 years of operation, we've seen the amount of beverage containers in the litter stream reduced by 54%.
Wow.
So it's already more than half the amount of bottles and containers going into landfill or the environment in any other way. So we want to keep pushing, keep building on this behavioural change, but we're super encouraged by the way Queenslanders have responded to date. And personally, I think I've put a large part of it down to the kids.
Yes.
Because pocket money, but also they have an expectation that they say, this shouldn't be thrown away. This should be recycled. And they honestly can't understand why someone, as you said, would consider throwing it away. It's like, it's 10 cents and it's rubbish. We don't want it in the environment. It's amazing the pressure, I think, that the pester power of kids, whether it's for the 10 cents or whether it's for the cleaning up the environment, they're our greatest change makers.
Well, Adam, it's great that they've got a bit of a higher consciousness when it comes to things like that, because it's only going to help them in a lot of other areas as well when they're already aware of things like rubbish on our planet and recycling and how important it is. Lee, for yourself, to go into the business, obviously any business owner wants to make money, but are you someone with a strong environmental background in finding that our planet really needs to be looked after, or is that something that's been developing more for you?
Yeah, it was there at the start. I'd always had a love for recycling, and I could see the money value in it as well.
I mean, being realistic, you don't start a business for nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, we don't throw our cardboard into rubbish, we bale it
yeah.
and sell it back into the marketplace. Same thing we do with our non-eligible products. We even get our lids, our aluminium lids off our glass bottles and sell that as scrap metal. We hate to waste.
Yeah.
We love recycling here and we try and maximise it in every way, which is smart business in itself too.
You know, and once years ago, obviously, we would never have contemplated recycling, except, well, you got your old milk bottles refilled and did things like that naturally. But in saying that, years ago, you'd go get your toaster fixed or your kettle fixed or, you know, you couldn't just go buy another one for under $10 somewhere.
Yep.
So now we're such a throwaway society, so it's really good that we're becoming aware, and especially the kids,
absolutely,
that it's time to actually make some changes.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
One of the things we see as well is, I think kids have really latched onto the idea that when you throw a container away, you have to then go and dig up that amount of aluminium from out of the natural, untouched, unaffected environment. So it's not just that container that's thrown into
yeah.
the environment and the damage it can do to wildlife and just, you know, the horrible experience of living in a
yeah.
littered environment. There's also the knowledge that for every container that we don't recycle, that is more plastic or more aluminium that we have to go and mine, or more sand that we have to go and dig up natural environment to get the sand to make more glass. So I think kids really understand that circular element.
Mm.
And look, you know, I know for my own self, what I love about the scheme, as Lee was saying, you know, my kids actually understand for the first time, they really understand what I do, you know, because they understand recycling, they love it, they support it. So for them, they just sort of can't conceive that people wouldn't try to get that circularity
yeah.
going. And I think it's, you know, behavioural change, it's education,
and
we're
it's
learning,
like
we're getting
anything,
there.
You know, when something becomes a little bit of a habit for us, you just don't give any second thought to it.
That's right.
So I think the faster we can get people into that habit of recycling goes in the recycling bin,
not
then...
the red top bin.
No. You can put in the yellow one if you want to give that money to council.
Yep, that's right.
And council do a great job, but I would think most homeowners think they give enough in their rates. So maybe start keeping that money for yourself.
That's
absolutely.
Or at least, you know, can they buy jumpers for the local footy team?
There is so much we can
so
do.
We
pay
can
it
do.
Forward, give it back.
You got it.
Well, if you're not doing it for yourself, do it for somebody else. There are plenty of people out there in need, and it's such a simple thing to do. And I'm walking away today with my $2 multi-use bag.